In this bulletin, New South Wales announces a COVID assistance package for businesses. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering doubling the UK's NATO deployment. And in sport, after a gruelling 2 weeks, Ash Barty is looking forward to some rest before her next tournament. For the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. A new support package announced by the New South Wales government will keep the doors of many businesses open, according to the state's peak business organisation, Business New South Wales. The package, which commences from the 1st of February, includes a payment of up to $5,000 per week for businesses with turnover of between $75,000 and $50 million who suffered a 40% downturn in January and project to do the same in February. Mr. Perrottet appeared on Sky News this morning saying the support package makes perfect sense.
As we move through, there'll be less requirement for financial need. But when I look at the data that I've seen, when I look at the, some of the challenges we've had with businesses over the summer break, it makes perfect sense from my perspective to provide that support to businesses this time around.
All right, well, let me ask you briefly.
COVID-19 has claimed another 72 lives in Australia's two most populous states. New South Wales reported 52 new COVID-19 deaths on Sunday, while Victoria reported 20. In New South Wales, there were 13,524 cases reported. The number of people in ICU in the state was 182, a decline from 186 the previous day. There were 10,589 COVID-19 cases reported in Victoria on Sunday and 889 hospitalisations. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering doubling the UK's NATO deployment as part of a plan to strengthen Europe's borders in response to Russia massing troops on the border with Ukraine. He is due to visit the region next week and also will speak to Vladimir Putin by phone. Mr. Johnson is considering the biggest possible offer to members of the NATO Defence Pact in the Nordics and Baltics, which would double the troop numbers and send defensive weapons to Estonia. North Korea has fired projectiles into the sea off its east coast, South Korea's Joint Chief of Staffs today say, days after a flurry of ballistic missile tests. If confirmed, this would be North Korea's seventh rocket volley of the year, as leader Kim Jong-un has said he wanted to bolster the military with cutting-edge technology at a time when talks with South Korea and the United States have stalled. Japan's Coast Guard said in a statement on Sunday that North Korea appeared to have fired a ballistic missile. North Korea on Friday confirmed launches of four missiles in the past week, including the launch of two long-range cruise missiles. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has extended Lunar New Year wishes to all people in China and other countries who celebrate via video on Friday. He expressed gratitude for the contributions made by the government and people of China to the UN.
Happy Lunar New Year. I'm pleased to send you my warmest greetings as we begin the Year of the Tiger. I thank China and the Chinese people for your commitment to multilateralism and to the United Nations. I count on your continuous support and cooperation to advance our common agenda and to realize our shared hopes for a peaceful and sustainable future. To do that, we must take concrete action to address real issues in front of us, such as climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic. Together, we must recover and build forward better.
Mr. Guterres added that he will be attending the ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympics. SBS is encouraging all Australians to celebrate the Year of the Tiger wherever you are across the country, with a range of programming and activities on offer across SBS's platforms in the lead-up to and throughout Lunar New Year that begins on the 1st of February. In sport, Ash Barty has become the first Australian in 44 years to win the Australian Open. The world number one completed a dream fortnight at Melbourne Park with a steely two-set victory over 27th seed American Danielle Collins. The match was the most anticipated Women's Open final in almost half a century and saw Barty come from 5-1 down in the second set with the breaker before prevailing after 1 hour and 27 minutes. After a couple of beers and a good sleep last night, this morning, Ms. Barty met with members of the media.
It's been incredible, I think, to be able to celebrate with my team last night and really enjoy the experience together. It's been amazing. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit of rest and just being able to let it soak all in, because it's been an incredible fortnight for all of us. And, yeah, I couldn't be more proud of all of us.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 36 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 33. Melbourne, humid and cloudy, 28. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Canberra, showers, 26 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, also 26. Sydney, partly cloudy, 28. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 30. Cairns, the same. Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 31. Alice Springs, a shower or two, and 31 degrees. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Hannah Kwon.